The Riverfront Legacy Master Plan was supposed to be the biggest, and possibly the most expensive, attempt to transform the East Bank of Wichita's riverfront that the city has ever undertaken. But like so much else last year, the plan was sidelined by the pandemic. KEMUW's Tom Schein checks in on where the work stands now and what might happen next.
1 year ago this week, hundreds of people gathered on the Newman University campus for the unveiling of a new plan to redevelop Wichita's downtown riverfront. The plan included new performing arts and convention centers and 12 acres of green space. A pedestrian bridge would connect the East Bank to the new baseball stadium and other development on the West Bank. The price tag? About $1 billion. Amber Luther, with a design firm Populous, displayed an artist's rendering of what the new riverfront might look like.
And this is sort of the vision that we feel is appropriate for the future of Wichita. Thank you.
But 1 year later, the riverfront remains unchanged. A week after the unveiling, the first COVID-19 case in the U.S. was confirmed. The pandemic that followed devastated the economy and upended about every aspect of people's daily lives. The 9 months of work by the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan Coalition was lost amid concerns about the community's health and layoffs in the aviation industry.
Yeah, we know we've lost momentum. I have every confidence that Wichitans will be ready for this discussion again.
That's Shelley Pritchard, president and CEO of the Wichita Community Foundation, one of several organizations in the coalition. The big question now is, when will they be ready? The pandemic continues to rage, even as the first phase of vaccinations began this month. The city's unemployment rate is nearly 8%. Double a year ago. And one of the plan's most contentious issues, knocking down Century 2, remains. City Council member Brandon Johnson was the city's representative on the coalition. He says fixing the Wichita economy is the top priority, but he wants discussions about the riverfront plan to resume this year.
So for me, the quicker we can get to this in a way that's not economically risky, the better for Wichita, because if we have a brand new riverfront in the next 3 to 4 years and the economy overall here and around here is starting to do better, we've already laid the groundwork and we'll have performing arts or a potential convention center. And I think if we wait, we could miss that moment.
But people opposed to the original plan aren't anxious to revisit it. They argue the coalition's community engagement process lacked transparency and led to a predetermined outcome, namely, knocking down Century 2. John Todd describes himself as a community activist. He helped gather 17,000 signatures in a petition drive to force a public vote on the future of Century 2.
I don't believe that the Save Century 2 people are trying to impede anything, but we're interested in transparency. And since they are city-owned buildings, we'll likely involve city incentives and financing of some sort. I believe that they have the right to have a say in these things. I don't think that's unfair.
One unforeseen benefit to the delay is that it's allowed the coalition to take a step back and see what lasting changes the pandemic might make. The convention and hospitality industries could be altered permanently, and COVID-19 has modified how people work. Pritchard of the Community Foundation says that could be incorporated into the plan.
Most offices have proven that you can work in a different place. And so maybe there's a whole outdoor work from home, work out in the riverfront area kind of deal that I think COVID has helped us see.
The coalition has not met formally since the process was put on hold last year, but some members have had informal discussions. And there is no official timeline for it to start meeting again, although spokesman Evan Rozelle thinks it will happen this year. Pritchard also is confident that the work to develop a plan will resume in 2021. She says a vibrant downtown is too important for Wichita's future, especially when it comes to attracting young talent and keeping talent already here.
There's just certain things Wichita's going to have to keep doing, and activating that river is one of them. I think there's many of us in town that are committed to continue that work. I think the citizens and the economy are going to demand it.
For KMUW News, I'm Tom Schein.